So the thing I find interesting is you said you want to bust them with the pass.
Yeah.
So last week, the 49ers threw 36 times, and they threw on 7 of their first 8 possessions.
Right.
How'd that work out?
That didn't.
Exactly.
2 of 10 on third down.
Exactly. So, and I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah. And that, I'm not that, saying you're
how
wrong.
How much of that is execution?
You know, it's part of it for sure. It's part of it for sure. And just to start a conversation here, I would say, so you're missing your two guys who catch the ball out of the backfield. Let's try to throw it more, or let's try to run it more. What are we doing if we're Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy? 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Chase. Chase is in South City. What's up, Chase? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. We always say, Steiny, you're doing a great job. Hey, Steiny and Guru guys are both doing a great job. How about
Right on, thank you.
Hey, no, I just want to say one thing, maybe a couple things. Prior to Trent and Ayuk getting signed and coming back, a part of me wanted to see the way Brock played without those guys. Because everyone says, oh, you know, when he has the Avengers, he's only as good as that. But he's about to get paid. We want to see how this guy's going to be when he has lesser players around him and things like that. So I kind of wanted to see that. And we saw a little slight glimpse of it without CMC. But, man, last week, Brock looked way too much like Jimmy. He was a statue in the pocket. He could have escaped multiple plays. I want to see more. You know, I'm not saying, you know, run the read option with Brock Purdy, but there's got to be some design runs for Brock Purdy when he drops back like he's going to pass and shoots up, you know, like run up the middle.
Right.
So to threaten the defense. Brock Purdy is a great thrower on the move. We need to get him, you know, maybe more boot game, you know, whatever it is where he rolls out. I mean, that Brock Purdy's dangerous like that. So I think we need to switch up the drop back passing game for Brock Purdy.
Thanks, Chase. Appreciate the call. You know what? That just reminded me of something. What that call. And I don't have stats to back this up, but again, this is just kind of the way my mind's eye is working, and that is, okay, I'm thinking about Brock Purdy, let's say, this year, the first two games. And what my mind pictures is he's sitting in the pocket, and it's slowly collapsing.
Yeah.
That's the way I've thought about the first couple games. And sometimes he, you know, hits a guy and they complete it or they don't. But when Purdy started quarterbacking for the Niners, and even last year, it felt like he was just a little more mobile. I'm not saying he's not mobile anymore, but he doesn't seem to be as evasive or looking to be as evasive. It looks like, does it look like to you that he's trying to make a concerted effort to stay in the pocket?
Tell me what you think here, but I think that's because he's comfortable. I think because he's looking downfield, he wants to go for that big payday play. And that's why I believe, Steiny, he would rather do that than put himself in harm's way by doing the little skedaddle that we talk about. Because before the season started, I was telling you and the listeners, man, he don't get enough credit for a scooting ability. But at the end of the day, I think that's because the command is growing and the confidence of him, Steiny, feeling like I can throw every throw. But to that caller's point, and this is not, I am not hating. I felt like there was some Jimmy stuff going on a little bit in the pocket against the Minnesota Vikings last week when the pressure in the pocket start collapsing. So I'm not going to apologize for that. So when he said that, I was like, okay, is he better than Jimmy? I believe so. But it's just interesting now, Steiny, you know, how it's set up, how we're watching, and what we'll do with the said information, putting it in the file moving forward until these guys come back.
It doesn't feel like Purdy's made any plays getting flushed out of the pocket. And I feel like in the past, that's where he could drive defenses crazy in a way, where you think you have him, but you don't. And he does have just a sliver of Mahomes in him that way.
Yeah.
I think. Notice I said a sliver of extending a play, and he loves throwing when he's moving to his right. So
Mickey D on the YouTube chat, Stoney, saying maybe Kyle told him not to. I don't believe that to be the case.
Yeah, I don't know why you would.
Right.
Why you would.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Tell them not to, but
can we tip our hat to the defense? Maybe they're on to that and trying to take that away from. I'm just saying.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just.
You've noticed that.
Talking about something that I've noticed, that it feels like Brock Purdy has been more stationary this year.
He had 12 yards. Two scoots for 12 yards last week, Stoney.
Let's go to George in San Francisco. What's up, George? How you doing, man?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, I've
called in.
Okay.
Full disclosure, I've never been a Brock Purdy fan. I'm old. I'm 73 years old. I'm from Pennsylvania. So Terry Bradshaw, all those guys, right?
Okay.
Brock Purdy will do whatever Kyle tells him to do.
Right.
So if Kyle doesn't put in a game plan to use him the way he needs to use it, it's all on Brock. But it's Kyle's game plan. Why doesn't he throw downfield more? Why aren't there any more long passes? It's because he's too short and guys block his passes. The old stuff, small hands. All I'm saying is I think it's more Kyle than Brock. What is Kyle going to call so Brock can be successful? And if he can't throw long, Kyle won't call anything long. Sam Darnold, who I think was a good quarterback, proved it the other day. He threw a long pass. Has Brock ever thrown anything that long in his career successfully? And that's all my thing. I'm just saying he is a system quarterback. I believe that. But the system is run by Kyle. So is Kyle going to let him do different things? Is Kyle going to call different plays? And that's my take.
Well, let me think. Like just off the top of your head, George, what do you think?
I think it's Kyle. I always have.
No, I mean, what kind of plays do you think he's going to call? Do you think it'll look the same as a normal game, or do you think it'll look a little different?
I do. I think it'll look the same.
Gotcha.
Because that's just says, I think it'll look exactly the same, and hopefully the guys he puts in for Debo and will run and catch and throw. Ayuk needs to get his posterior in gear and start playing football.
Appreciate the call, George. Thank you very much.
I remember a couple of years ago, it might have even been last year, he hit Kittle in Jacksonville for a 97-yarder. Remember that one? Now, the ball didn't travel in the air 60 yards, but it was one of the longest plays of the year.
Yeah, I remember the 76-yarder to Ayuk last year. You know, Ayuk got behind a guy maybe 30, 35 yards behind the guy, then caught it and took it to the house. But, no, I don't remember many throws where Brock Purdy drops back and heaves it 50 yards. I don't know if that's a function of he can't do it. The receivers aren't great at it. Kyle doesn't like calling those kind of plays. Not sure.
Yeah. My question real quick to you is, like Brandon Ayuk, he just mentioned him. Like, he better show up and, get his ass in gear. But my thing is, what if Kyle calls a conservative game plan and there's five targets for Ayuk, Stoney? We come in here Monday, they win 4 for 46. Like, I think that's not going to be good enough to some people because of this contract. And I feel like Kyle is the biggest conductor of, okay, I'm going to go to him. We're going to feed him. I'm going to call his number. But if it's a win, I think the Jackals should back off.
Maybe Kyle Shanahan doesn't feel like Brandon Ayuk's in good enough shape or in a good enough place to make him somebody we throw to 8 to 10 times a game. That might be it too. Kyle Shanahan may be looking at Ayuk saying, hey, he's rusty. He just is. He missed camp and he's behind. Mm. And because of that, I can't use him like I might have used him during the midseason of last year when he was completely healthy and in tune with Brock Purdy, and I felt like I could use him that way. Maybe if I see Brandon Ayuk 3 catches, 42 yards on Sunday, at that point, I got to say, well, clearly the holdouts affected him, but it also might be affecting the way Kyle Shanahan's coaching him. Not necessarily because he's mad that he held out, but if Kyle Shanahan doesn't think Brandon Ayuk is where he needs to be, we saw what happened to Ayuk in the first couple years under Shanahan. Yeah. So maybe he just doesn't go to him as much as he normally would if he thinks he's healthy and in shape. 888-957-9570 is the number. And my question to 49er fans is twofold. Are you watching this game a little more keenly because you know that your quarterback is going to play a game without two vital performers? And then also, how do you think Kyle Shanahan is going to attack the Rams without those two weapons? Do you think the game's going to look the same as it normally looks? Or is it going to just look a little bit different? And also, why isn't Brock Purdy extending more plays?